Imagine your company is suddenly dragged into this bitter employment dispute. You scramble to pull up the employee file, and what do you actually find?
Probably a total mess,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
I mean, hey, everyone, glad to be here to dig into exactly that.
Yeah, glad to have you. Because what you usually find is a chaotic mess of backdated emails and conflicting sticky notes. That is what Arsyn Systems calls the documentation penalty. Welcome to your custom deep dive. Today, we're looking at a strategic roadmap script from Arsyn, and our mission is figuring out why this tech company says their impressive software is basically useless unless it has a soul.
Right, the whole machine versus soul idea.
Exactly. I mean, I look at this concept and I just have to ask, how can a highly technical database possibly have a soul?
Well, so Arsyn defines the machine as the technical infrastructure. It's this append-only database architecture and, high-speed workflow engines.
Wait, append only, meaning what exactly?
It means that once a record is created, it can never be secretly edited or overwritten. It is mathematically tamper-proof. But, a machine, no matter how well engineered it is still cold.
Right, it has no conscience.
Exactly. So the soul, according to their roadmap, is the human methodology behind it. Specifically, it's their structured response course, which teaches high integrity documentation.
Oh, so they actually train professionals to think critically about chronology before they even type a single keystroke.
Yeah, they do.
So it's less like handing someone a standard word processor and more like, I don't know, installing an airplane's black box. The box is technically brilliant at recording data, but if you don't teach the crew how to operate during an incident, it's completely useless to investigators later.
That is a really great analogy, actually, because a mathematically secure database just doesn't help if the human inputting the data is disorganized. And if that input is messy, well, that is exactly where this documentation penalty kicks in.
And the financial damage there is brutal, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking thousands of wasted administrative hours, teams desperately trying to reconstruct timelines for the Fair Work Commission, which is Australia's notoriously strict workplace tribunal.
Wow. And they face huge insurance premium hikes too, just because they couldn't prove staff actually followed protocol.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which really explains Arsyn's specific target market. They are zeroing in on the Australian mid-market, so organizations with like 100 to 1,000 employees.
Right, mostly in high accountability sectors like healthcare and aged care.
Yeah, social services too. These are heavily regulated spaces where just one fragmented record can turn a standard grievance into a catastrophic legal battle.
But wait, if this software is so incredibly rigid and it forces you to be meticulous, I just can't imagine everyday HR staff begging for it. Like, who actually signs the check for a tool that makes their day-to-day work so much stricter?
Well, it relies on this dual buyer dynamic. The operational buyers, like the HR directors or clinical leads, they are living the nightmare of chaotic records every single day.
Oh, so they are buying into the soul methodology just to stop the bleeding.
Right, to standardize their processes so they aren't constantly stressed out. But on the flip side, you have the procurement sponsors, like the COOs or general counsel.
And they probably don't care about the day-to-day HR friction, do they?
Not at all. They want the machine. They need that tamper-proof defensive infrastructure to mitigate enterprise risk.
So the HR director's need for clean methods and the COO's need for a defensible organization are really just two sides of the same coin.
Precisely.
That makes total sense, but how does this philosophical soul training actually dictate how you click around the software?
It comes down to principles, like the difference between event time and ingestion time. Event time is when an incident actually happened out in the real world.
Okay, and ingestion time.
That is the exact microsecond it was logged into the system. Because the database is append only, it locks in that ingestion time forever.
Wow, so once a team internalizes why that mathematical truth matters, they realize old tools like email or flexible spreadsheets are actually dangerous.
Exactly. They naturally gravitate toward Arsyn's employer response system because it literally forces compliance. It features an eight-stage workflow, moving strictly from stage one, which is detection, all the way to stage eight, closure, and archival.
You literally cannot skip steps or manipulate the past at all.
Not even a little bit. It actively forces you to capture reality as it unfolds.
And their 12-month roadmap to roll this out reflects that exact discipline. I mean, they aren't doing some hype-driven global launch.
No, it's very measured. Just three pilot partners, 50 trainees, and it all culminates in a system integrity report.
They want hard evidence to show how much faster and more consistent a company gets when the soul is properly integrated into the machine.
Right, it forces a really harsh look at everyday habits. Like, think about your own workplace documentation. Are you just desperately filling out forms on a Friday afternoon to check a compliance box?
Or are you actually operating a system of integrity, capturing reality in real time?
Exactly. It's a big shift.
It really is. And as legal and regulatory stakes for missing records get higher and higher, you know, you have to wonder, will future workplace software platforms start locking users out entirely until they prove they've mastered the methodology behind the tools?
That is a fascinating question.
Just a final thought to ponder as you look at your own records. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.